What's up, nerds? This is Rich, the host of the Three Fat Nerds podcast. I would like to invite you to check out our podcast, available anywhere you get podcasts just by searching Three Fat Nerds. We are two shows on one channel. Late every Monday night, we release the flagship Three Fat Nerds podcast, where we discuss all things pop culture and nerddom. We talk about movies, shows, games, comics, and more. Then late every Thursday night, we release 3FNW, our pro wrestling podcast, where we give our thoughts and takes on the wrestling business. So listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Like us on Facebook, Three Fat Nerds Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Three Fat Nerds Pod. And most importantly, enjoy our musings. With that being said, there is only one thing left to say. Later, nerds.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour Podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and Parlay Points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everybody. Your new favorite podcast, Justine. You didn't have to say it live. Why? Because we're not recording in the studio today, which means we're going to drop the music in. They've already heard the music. You haven't heard the music. How would you have said the show's, what do we call it? The catchphrase.
It's like honey in your ear hole.
Actually sounded pretty good.
That's pretty good. I might isolate that and use that in future drops.
Solid thing.
I hope the music stops too when you drop.
The one I wish we could use, but I've been sworn to secrecy, is the one from our friend.
We need to use it. It sounds amazing.
Lilypot, I have something to admit. I did let the cast hear
it. It was great.
It was really great. We want to use it really bad.
We want to use that. So shout out to the Lilypot.
We need permission because it's fantastic.
Listen, guys, we have nothing. I call this impromptu podcast. We're doing it in the game room where we usually dominate everybody.
We play with ourselves.
This is usually where I dominate everybody at not explaining rules completely.
Yeah, it's a valid strategy.
It's kind of how we play board games.
It descends into Patrick hearing the rules the way he wants to hear them.
Yep, as and most white people do.
Jake and then Jake double checking the rules. But Jake will also fudge a rule in his own favor.
Not always to my benefit.
But Jake will take umbrage if you do double check on him. You do get a little annoyed if somebody's like,
people who get worse about it, though.
I know.
There's some people who are like, let me see the rule book.
No. For those of you who don't know, we do have a board game podcast called The Boarding Party, which we haven't done in a little while.
It's been like 3 weeks.
I apologize.
It's not been 3 weeks.
Yeah, because we talked about briefly what games we'd recommend to people.
That's right.
It sort of
surfaced on the show, but we didn't.
It had a hot little
bloop. We've been playing a lot of games.
I have not played a lot of
new ones, though.
Mm. You guys played the Villainous expansion. How's that?
It was pretty fantastic. So there's three new characters.
Wait, real quick before we start. Patrick, Jake, Justine.
Hi.
We're all here today. No John Sandy unfortunately.
We couldn't seek the Sandy Man in.
Oh, so I was saying we had to call an impromptu. I'm going to visit my brother tomorrow, way out in the desert. And so it's going to be kind of a schlep, and I will not have time to record tomorrow. But the gang was.
We don't have lives.
Well, you guys were kind enough to come and do the this show here at the house.
I was sitting patiently waiting for your call.
Is that what you're doing?
You're just lonely, I'll be honest.
You guys are like superheroes.
Staring at the phone. You
wait for the bat signal to go up.
That red phone to ring. We're just waiting.
The podcast signal.
Tapping my fingers, listening to previous episode. I'm like,
well, you know, here's the thing. I was kind of in my mind, I was like, well, we're not going to do a show. We just won't do it this week. I'll drop an old show in. So then I was like, well, I have time Tuesday night. And this is, of course, Tuesday morning. I'm like, why don't I just throw something out there, and you guys responded, but I didn't come up with anything for the show this week.
We don't ever plan. I mean,
but we
honestly
do, kind of.
I mean, we already have a plan for every other week.
Kind of.
For, not
Digital Movie Club?
Yeah. Like in between, we don't.
So we have to have a digital something else club.
Digital has taken like over.
Digital Movie Club is the single most popular.
People love it though. Like they love the single most
recurring bit. I tried to do a lot. I did Geek News early on. We did Weekly Trek Up, which I want to bring back after we're done with Digital Movie Club. I think it'd be fun to watch all the old classics.
I mean, you know what we could do? We could take 30 minutes and watch the first episode real quick and then review it.
You want to review that?
We could. Like, we have time.
Hey, the pilot's an hour.
Fuck it. They don't need to know the difference.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know.
No, wait. The Salt of the old Star Trek?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was with the body swap? No.
Well, the pilot, interestingly enough, the Salt Vampire, it was the first Salt episode Vampire, aired, but it wasn't the pilot episode. That's the only show in history with two pilots. Because they shot a pilot with Captain Pike, Jeffrey Hunter, who you know as the nephew in The Searchers.
Who's pretty badass.
He's pretty badass.
I
and then
watched it all with him.
Yep. And then they reshot it because they said, too cerebral. In other words, we're idiots. We'll never understand what's going on.
It was brainy and good, and I liked it.
So then you bring Captain Kirk in there to just dumb it down a little bit.
Dumb it down for you.
Yes.
I'm
still the best captain.
Sailing away.
Still the robot.
I don't care what anyone says. Still the best
green
captain.
Green alien boobs are
Solo's the best captain.
Who?
What?
Solo? Who? Captain Han Solo?
Oh, no. I'm talking about on the Starship.
Oh, Star Trek. I was going to say.
In the Federation.
Captain.
Sulu. Not Solo. Sulu.
That would have been interesting, George. Never tell me the odds.
I'm gonna kill him.
You know, that'd be great. I love you. I know. No. I can't. I'm doing a really horrible George
really
Takei.
I love you. Yes, of course. Yes, I know. I've known for quite some time.
I used to be able to do a really.
That's
good,
not George Takei.
It's
I
not.
To be able really do. I can't talk. I used to be able to do a good Takei.
Where maybe we should review games every other week.
So you'd want to do like half boarding? Let's just spend the next hour talking about what the show's
going to do.
We're going to do. Hey, guys.
We could call this episode, you know.
Shout us out on Twitter and what we should do with the rest of our lives.
I mean, it'll force you to play new games. And
that's true.
To,
so we do half boarding party, half digital movie club.
So the only problem is that would kind of cut John out for a week. And that's not really
fair.
No, we
just show up early like we did before.
Yeah, John, that's the only problem. John doesn't play board games, and he's a
big
part of the show.
We've tried.
We could play a board game live on the air. I mean, we haven't
thought it. It's not really exciting. We'd have to film it. That's the problem.
We do have exciting news, guys.
We're
Spider-Man
something?
Has returned to the MCU.
I know.
How do you guys feel about this?
Thank God.
It was all just a power. It was we all fell for it. We all got excited.
It's just the marketing group's going, oh, we're going to get people excited about Spider-Man. Let's fuck with everybody. Let's get him on here. Yeah.
But they needed to. The way that Far From Home ended, you needed to know what's next because it's such a great...
I'll be honest. I think I'm kind of burnt out from Marvel. I think it's official.
Well, I can do one more Spider-Man. I don't know about phase... What are we on? Phase 3? 4?
There's some... Like, when we first announced it at Comic-Con, I was excited about some of the movies coming out, like Doctor Strange, the new Black Panther one.
Yeah, let's just do those. They don't have to be... I don't need it to culminate in a story like The Avengers. You already done that.
Yeah.
And I don't need a movie every 3 months. Like, spread it out.
That's what happened with Star Wars. They burnt everybody out on Star Wars.
What's that? The other one they're putting together? The Eternals? Is that what
Yes.
That one I don't know.
My wife, Selma Hayek, is in that, I've heard.
Yeah, but there's too many.
I feel like it's not going to
be. Or do something weird. Do some weird, like.
Well, that's what the Eternals are.
Underrated deal.
The Eternals is the weird one.
Yeah.
Give me my Squirrel Girl movie.
Yeah, where's I know. I need a Squirrel Girl Netflix
series. Didn't
they
cast AT&T chick in that?
Yeah. I've heard that.
She's hot.
Squirrel Girl Netflix series.
Very. I'm not going to say it.
No, she's
Say it, Justine.
Voluptuous.
Basic. Oh,
did you say, voluptuous
what?
Or voluptuous?
What?
I may or may not follow the AT&T girl on Instagram.
You're
I may or may not follow her.
That's so bad.
No, she's actually, it's a good follow.
Check I think she's pretty funny, right? She's a comedian?
Yeah.
She's.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Great personality.
Well, a lot of those people in those commercials, they don't have to. You know who's making money hand over fist? The girl who plays Flo.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a new commercial every 5 minutes.
Oh, I thought that's who you guys were talking about.
You thought we were talking about Flo?
Yeah, that's what I said. She's pretty basic, guys.
We're talking about the hot AT&T chick.
Nobody wants to talk about Flo.
You know who I want to see in their own universe, spun off in their own universe? Flo.
with the disaster guy from the
commercial. Oh my god, that would be good.
Okay, we throw him in. We throw the girl from The Good Place, the robot.
Oh yeah,
I
can't think of her name.
Just type AT&T chick and it'll come
up. It's Milana. I can't say her last name. Justine's saying
doesn't care.
Justine, who's your current flavor?
You think that's basic?
Yeah, look at that. Who's like Aaron from The Office?
Who's your flavor right now? What's your tasty pop?
What's your tasty?
Wait, Aaron. Who's Aaron from The Office?
The redheaded
Aaron,
secretary.
The one you don't like.
Oh, the one that ruins the show.
The one that ruined the show.
The cousin
for you.
Oliver of The Office.
Exactly.
Sure.
We'll say it. It was trash.
Sure, should have only gone 5 seasons.
They're talking about redoing it now.
That's fine, as long as you bring back Michael Scott.
I hope, but it has to be as extremely painfully awkward as it was during Scott's.
Her name in there's Janet.
Janet
Darcy Beth Carden.
She's great.
Moa, what is she?
She's great. What did you say? The robot. I called her the robot. She's like, I'm not a robot. She says,
Robert.
I do love it. Robot. I do love that show. I'm not a robot. Are you guys, let's do a quick round of what have you done. Have you guys started anything new? You're rewatching.
I'm watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
From the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning. It's on Hulu right now.
Are you a huge show? Are you a huge show?
Are you
a
huge show?
I'm
a huge fan.
I'm a huge show. Like, I show off a lot. No, when it first came out, I couldn't watch it. Like, it irritated the crap out of me. It drove me crazy. And I'm trying to give it a chance, and so far it's making me laugh.
You do kind of remind me of Charlie Day a little bit.
Yeah, I see that. I'm a little crazy.
Did you know that Charlie Day was not offered, but they suggested him to go and audition for Manson for his movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm.
And he didn't do
Interesting.
It?
Interesting.
He didn't think he could do it, and Quentin was trying to convince him to.
He's not a good fit
but
for
But he had to do some other things, so Quentin was like, it's fine. So he did like a little audition, but then it was fine.
I think he's too well known. I think the guy they picked was good because we would really know
him. I like Charlie Day. He's really funny.
He's great in Pacific Rim.
Yeah, he is.
Well, the first one.
It's a similar character, too. Like, it's not like he's not a brainy scientist and it's always sunny, but he has that kind of quirky personality, the same thing as. So it's like, it's kind of typecast. But
yeah.
He's funny. I like him.
He admitted that when he did the second one, that he knew the director was different and it was going to be a little off, but he didn't want to just abandon the character, so he did the second one.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
I thought that was
I do
so
respect
sweet.
That, because that was a good character in the first movie.
Yeah,
yeah, but he liked that character.
I've been watching it mostly for him. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. It has its moments, and Danny DeVito's great in it. Like,
you know, I never get far enough to get to where Danny DeVito
appears. Oh, you make it to Danny DeVito, he really makes that show, because you see his progression into madness really, really nicely, and he goes nuts. It's great.
Okay.
He makes that show for me.
Okay. I'll have to give it I'll try it. I've had to try to rewatch Parks and Rec like 20 times. Too.
I do the same thing. Like, I've tried Parks and Rec, and
I keep getting a little farther each time. I think I'm into season 3.
But it's the same thing I watch The Office. Like, I get to Scott's tots and I stop.
Because it's so awkward.
It's so painful. I can't do it.
Because the show ended once he left?
No, it's because Scott's tots is such a painful episode to watch.
Oh.
It's heartbreaking.
My wife started The Fallen under the recommendation of The Lilypod, because The Lilypod is in love with. Like, have you watched it?
What's The Fallen?
It's on Netflix right now. You would love it, Justine. It's a serial killer.
Maybe.
In Northern Ireland, and our friend the Lilypot is in love with the actor who plays the serial killer. I hope it's the actor and not an actual serial killer. But Gillian Anderson plays a metropolitan London police detective who is sent to Northern Ireland to, like, track him down.
Yes, I've seen the preview for that.
Yeah, and Gillian Anderson is always great. Our Blessed Lady of Skepticism, as we call her, from her days in The X-Files. She is fantastic in it. I saw the first episode, and I was like, what I liked about it, because we've talked about this, Justine, is, you know, you love the murder stuff. I'm not so hot on the murder stuff, because that happens every day. So I get a little, like, eek.
I understand that.
It's not done in a way that glorifies the violence, like the act, so far.
Have you seen Mindhunter?
No, but I've heard about it on the old.
Oh, sorry.
Why is everybody picking up their mics? Because I'm holding mine.
I feel like I have to be closer.
You don't have to be. How is Mindhunter?
Oh, that's a great show.
It's really good.
Yeah, he started watching it with
Is anybody watching Carnival Row?
No. I watched all of it. I loved it.
Was it good?
I told you to watch it. We talked about it last time.
I need to check it out.
It's definitely something I recommend. It's kind of set in that Sherlock Holmes universe and with the spice of fantasy, so it's that's a really nice touch.
Oh, that was the one with the fairies.
Yes. And it has a lot of really nice parallels to today's world and
what's that
our horrible political situation. Hey, look, there it is.
Matt, do you hear yourself now?
Yeah, I hear myself now. It's on.
The levels might be a little off today, guys. I apologize.
Screw it. We'll do it live. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
have to check it out. Like, it looked interesting when I saw previews for it.
Yeah, it came out like a month ago, and they're already working on the second season.
Wow.
It's got, what's his face? Legolas.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Orlando.
Yeah, he's actually, he's pretty good in it. He plays a salty police officer, Detective Copper.
Okay.
And then...
his name is Detective Copper?
I hope so. That would be awesome. I don't remember what, I don't think it is, but I wish it was.
That would be super cool.
Detective Copper.
And then... I was actually going to start watching Dark Crystal on Netflix.
I started to watch it. It looks great. Can I tell you guys?
Go ahead.
A dark secret about me?
You like puppets.
I can take or leave the Dark Crystal. It's fine, but I'm not...
Some people love it, and some people don't.
I saw it in the theater as a kid. When I was a kid, it was fine.
I loved
but
it.
I know people that just obsess over it, and I was never like...
I have to watch the show because I really want... The thing I'm most excited about is they added the making of to Netflix. So it's like all the puppetry behind it and all the artwork and stuff like that. So that's the part I really want to watch, but I have to watch the show first.
Why?
So nothing's spoiled or ruined.
I watched the making of.
Isn't the show The Dark Crystal a prequel to the movies?
Yes.
Shit. Yes, it is.
So you should watch that before the movie?
Yes.
No, well,
and get
obviously.
Context on something that
it's like watching Star Wars.
Yeah. It's like watching
it works.
It's like watching Star Wars, and then you go back and watch the prequel.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Exactly.
Prequels.
You go back to the Star
Wars. I wouldn't watch
The Hobbit.
I wouldn't watch that first because the special effects are so much better on the Netflix show. I mean, you know, they're using... It's kind of...
It's still pretty impressive what
they did
in the original.
Well, they're using CGI to kind of enhance, but it's all puppetry, which is the awesome. See, I respect the fact that it's puppetry.
Yeah, all the practical effects are fantastic. That's the part I like.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to watch it.
Which is why Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
PB-8's an actual little three-dimensional guy on the set. He's not a little...
All those speeders and everything. Those are all real props.
His balls move. And that's what did it.
It's because you looked right at me for the reaction.
I knew.
I usually have the monitor.
Yeah,
when
so
we're
you
in
can't
the,
see.
When we're in the studio, I have the monitor so I can...
I know,
I
you caught me with my phone.
He rubs his ball up in the sand the whole time.
You
like half the movie, man.
You can't hide from us this time.
You can't. It's out in the open. Nobody's on their phone today, guys.
Nope.
So Justine has the new iPhone. What is it, the
11?
11 Pro.
Can you give us a quick review?
You can't get that color unless you get a Pro.
Give us a quick review.
What do you mean you can't get that color?
You can't get the midnight green unless it's a Pro.
Oh, that's
if
a
you haven't noticed, that's green.
Oh, that is green.
Yeah, she does have a,
that is barely green, yes.
It's midnight green. There's three lenses on it. Looks much like the eyes of the Martians in George Pell's War of the Worlds.
Or looks that's much so like true. Those little totem things in Totoro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
three
yeah.
Around.
The
little tree.
Stone.
They're called
Kodamas.
Kodamas. Right here. We have a Kodama game here on the shelf somewhere.
We've played it. It's fun.
That was my friend's last name.
I
almost
friend.
Wanted to marry him just I can have that last name.
Wow. Why didn't you marry him?
Oh, just
she didn't want
my type.
Why didn't you marry him?
He was about my height.
Marry him for the name, and then you just...
Didn't just like... Leave, but then keep
yeah.
it.
But yeah, you just
divorce him.
You know you can just change your name to last name to Kodama, right?
Yeah, it's not the same.
That's why, and that's why they're
and
together.
Then he went to Japan to become a sushi chef, and he came back over here.
The fuck? Yeah.
Chef Kodama?
Could be getting sushi all the time? What the fuck's
going
on here?
I tried to hook him up with my sister, because I was like, come on, we need to keep you in the family, but no, didn't work out.
Ew, and then you, like, your sister's making out with him, and you're just like, yeah, that was my boyfriend. That's so weird.
That's super weird.
Why would you don't do that?
You're into some weird shit.
Don't do that. Don't.
No.
That's weird.
No.
Don't
breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Justine's into some weird shit.
Somebody has a kink.
No. Just like that guy we worked
with. Nope, you can't sell it here.
I liked his last name too, and I was like,
what was his last name?
Hey, let's get married.
Yoshida.
Hey, what's weird is we have a friend we went to high school with a my wife and I went to high school with a person whose last name is Kodama, another one whose last name is Yoshida.
Interesting.
But our friend with Yoshida, we'd have to say the first and last name.
Oh.
Together.
Hmm.
It wasn't, it was like, you had to say it. It's one of those names. Do you have any friends like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who's your... We don't want to name names, but everybody has a friend like that.
Yeah. Or they only go by their last name.
You don't like Patrick's? No, I'm talking about the first last name is
no,
a unit.
I know. So you either have the friend that you have to say both, or they only go by their last name.
Yes.
Or they go by the like place they were born.
No.
I had a friend who went by Chicago because he was born in Chicago.
This isn't a World War II movie.
Lame. It was legit.
Yeah, right?
Brooklyn! Bring up the BAR!
No, Brooklyn's just a white girl.
Now.
But she wasn't before.
Detroit!
I don't know any kids named Detroit.
I need some ammo up here. What's up?
What have you been up to?
I'm cool, man.
What have you been doing, Mario?
Nothing. I've been just trying to catch up with all the pop culture since I've been out of it for like a month. So,
yeah.
What I do usually, I get in bed and I play a little bit of my little game that I'm playing on my phone right now that I saw an ad for and I said, I'll never play that.
Oh, that
it looks
pirate
stupid.
Game or this?
And now it's called Seaport.
Seaport.
But what I like about it is...
Those mobile game ads, man, they get you.
Here's what's great about this mobile game, Seaport.
Because they're unrelenting because they're like, hey, you want to play this? Hey, you should play it.
Here's what's great about this game, though.
What's great about it?
Literally, if you have patience, never need to... You're not even tempted to buy anything to like speed up the game. It's a slow-moving game.
It's a burn. You know you're going to be there for a while.
So you're just like, you know what? I'll check in an hour. I'm going to send my ships out to explore. I'll check in an hour. You come back in an hour, there they are. And then you're just like...
Still the same spot. Haven't moved.
I've done enough for today, and I'm good. Like, you never need to, like...
Come back a couple of days later, I'll look at all this money that
I have. You never need to buy the gems. You're never tempted. There's some cool ships, but it's like, you know what? My little my little schooner's doing just fine.
My little boat's tugging along there.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
A lot of those games will just give you their currency in, like, really small increments. So eventually you'll just be able to buy it.
Yeah.
Just be patient.
That's it, baby.
Oh, I was watching...
I do have tragic news. I'll tell you.
I watched the other day. I watched Once Upon a Time in the West again.
Mm-hmm. I was just
because I put it on every once in a while because I love that intro.
I was so just good. Listening to the soundtrack today.
Oh, so good! I just love that 20-minute intro of you just going, "What the fuck's
just
going
the opening
on?
Scene?"
It's so good,
such
and
a
then all of a sudden,
intro.
Shit gets the fan, man. It's great.
Did you bring a horse for me?
Yeah, and then you see Bronson like in,
you know,
like,
I was just thinking about him. And
Bronson in his
tight
prime
shirt and
yeah,
woo.
We're one
in
shot.
That wood.
Yeah.
Nah, you brought too many.
You brought too many horses.
Oh, love it. Best opening ever.
And then you see that he's not actually playing the harmonica just in front of his mouth.
Yeah. That's the only thing it throws off that. But you know what? It kind of adds to
it
the
works.
Charm.
Like, I get it. It's just, I like, it's such a good opening. I have no complaints. I love that movie.
We're, of course, talking about the Sergio Leone classic, Once Upon a Time in the West, which we covered on the Digital Movie Club episode. Justine has it in front of her, but she can't touch her phone.
I don't know. I would totally pick it up my phone
and
let you guys know.
But I'm so glad you guys, when we did the Leone movies, that you guys
I love them.
You guys dug for a few dollars more.
God,
which is
good.
I love all four. Like
I love them all, but...
No, they're all good.
That is kind of an
underrated.
Unsung movie, yeah.
For really is.
I love it. Lee Van Cleef is so likable.
I watched
God,
I'm not
such
gonna lie.
A... asshole, but you love him anyway.
Yeah,
he just looks like a cat.
Yeah, he does,
and I love that.
We're gonna see Lee Van Cleef for a brief moment in coming up in a couple weeks.
You know, like that poster, that French Parisian poster with the black cat on it.
Oh yeah,
I imagine that's Lee Van Cleef,
the cat.
Yeah,
like my black cat.
Yeah, but Lee Van Cleef, that's him.
That I spent a lot of money on. Yeah,
the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Oh, I was going to tell you my tragic story.
Yeah, what's your tragic story?
So,
is it tragic, like backstory stuff, like superheroes?
Let me give you a little backstory, guys. A couple weeks ago, I invested. Target was having a sale.
Uh oh.
And I invested some money in Crash Bandicoot CTR.
Oh no,
Crash Team Racing.
I got addicted to it. I used to play it back on the old PlayStation 1 days. Well, they did this thing called Grand Prix, where you just kept racing and winning and racing and winning, and you level up, you unlock characters, you unlock decals.
Yeah.
It ran for like a month, right?
Yeah.
Well, when I got the game, it was already in the middle of it, so I had like 3 weeks to get all the way up to the gold level and unlock the last character. So I was chugging along. I had it down to a science. I knew which of the daily challenges I could do. And I'm not good at it, so I'd get online and race against these 12-year-old kids with the reflexes of the of a Lee Van Cleef. And
it's all that Adderall and ADD medicine.
Yeah. Like, and they would just smoke me, and I'd come in eighth every time. But I'd get coins, and I could buy stuff. And
see, that's why we give those kids weed. Exactly. Slows them down.
Yeah, slow them down.
That's why it's legal here.
Smoke weed, kids. So I can beat you at Crash
Team. Smoke weed every day. I need to beat you at video games. Can you slow down, please?
Homie scored a key. So I got all the way up, and then I missed a week because I was busy doing everything with my brother. And
life,
brother.
Yeah.
Missed a week. Life got in the way. And I came back to it the other day, and I was like, I can do this.
I can go the
distance. There's a week left. I can get it. I was already at the gold tier. I was halfway through. Then the challenges started getting really hard. So I missed it by... So there are like... It broke it into quarters, right? Mm-hmm. It broke it into quarters. Let's say if it were a football game.
Inches.
You hit first down?
I got to the... I'd say 3 minutes left.
Oh.
I got to the 2 minute warning and ran out of time.
Oh, that's sad.
It's like any time challenge in any game where you're just like, I see the finish line. I am a second away from it. And you're just like, no, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. So there was a special character that I'll never get. That's fun. And you know what's funny? I'll be over this game in like a month. It's
emotionally.
It's a slow time for a game right now. But I invested like 3 weeks into it.
Especially when like you're pushing for that achievement and you're just trying and trying and trying and it just slips through your fingers.
Here's who I blame.
Jake.
My daughter decided to take an AP European history course.
Why would she do that to you?
So I said, look.
That's so inconsiderate. Education? No.
Yeah, grind out some points for your pop.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we'll...
Homework? Bullshit.
Maybe you'll get a little something, you know, for the effort.
Yeah.
And,
an allowance. A roof.
She was going to get
food.
Total consciousness on her deathbed. But she said no. She's like, Dad, I'm busy.
Gonna stiff me.
She said no. She didn't help her out her dad. And so now no car for graduation.
Shit, damn. That's even worse.
Wow, you really wanted that character.
When she hit 16. So
remember?
You know how you thought you were going to get a car? Remember you were supposed to help me?
Remember you were supposed to help me in Crash Team Racing?
I'm going to take a screenshot of being that close to unlocking that character. And the character with the padlock still on it.
Yeah.
You were this close to getting a car.
When you get the keys to that, I'll give you the keys to the car, is what I'll say.
Damn.
So that's my tragic story.
You'll have to spend money to unlock it.
But pick it up, man. They've done a really good... PlayStation has done a really good job with all of those remastered, like the original Crash Bandicoot. They did a great job with the remaster of that, and the Crash Team Racing is fantastic.
Are you ready for the PlayStation 5?
When is that coming out?
Very soon. It's going to be affordable. It's got a new thing called PlayStation Assist, which I have no clue what it does, but it's supposed to be crazy.
It's supposed to assist you with stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
Can it do my taxes?
Is it like an Alexa, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. It's releasing, I think, next year or something like that, but it's supposed to actually be pretty affordable.
Justine, pick up your...
can you look it up for us?
Pick up your new Apple 11 and make the glitchy noise.
Oh, hold on.
Don't make us regret this. Keep it away from the mic.
What do you want to know?
Away from the mic.
Jesus, she's so quick.
PlayStation Assist. Tell us what that is. Please.
I feel like PlayStation just recently, in the past few years, has just been on it with everything.
Well, Xbox has kind of dropped the ball. It's not even that they've been on it. It's just the fact that Xbox hasn't been keeping up. Like, they've been focused more on
a
Microsoft
feature that automatically gives you tips while you play.
Damn. Oh, stupid.
I don't like that.
No, I like that.
That's
nice.
Let me suffer. Mm-mm. Let me suffer through
a
game.
So what you say is, hey, PlayStation.
Oh.
That's what you're going to say.
Hey, PlayStation.
Even full guides on how to beat it.
That's actually kind of awesome.
That is kind of nice.
Yeah, change your opinion.
I'm not going to lie.
I guess it just stops people from just watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It breaks the immersion. It doesn't break the immersion.
Just keto, man. It's working out for you. I know you had a cheat day.
I had a cheat day.
That's okay. One cheat day is okay.
Yeah, I did keto for like, it's officially a month of keto.
Thumbs up. You can tell. Not that you needed to. Thanks. I'm not saying that, but obviously you did it for a reason.
My stomach wasn't feeling well for like 2 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to figure out why. And when I looked up online, like feeling bloated, it said rice, or it said carbs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of carbs.
Soda, I don't really drink soda. So it was mainly carbs and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fine. I'll just cut that out. And I told someone that, and they go, that's the keto diet. I'm like, fine, I'll just follow a keto diet. So now I just started following some diet I didn't really
know. But that's also the road to diabetes, too, the carbs and the sugar. So you did a good thing for yourself. But you can really tell today.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sorry for saying that.
Your face is glowing.
Yeah, I've just been exercising a lot.
You lost weight a little while ago, and you've kept it off.
You lost a very...
I'm running a lot.
Not like a huge amount, but a definitely noticeable amount of weight.
My emotions.
Your emotions from your demons.
You dropped my demons. Did you drop some emotional baggage along the way?
Yeah, it chases me up the hill.
It's hard to get rid of that emotional baggage.
I know, it's heavy stuff.
Especially when you're with Justine, who just keeps piling more on.
Because
can you carry this for me?
You guys don't see her emotions. I see them all.
You should just see after we watch a movie that had some daddy thing in there. I'm like, did that make you sad?
God, it's so painful.
Or he's like, I really liked it. I'm like, oh, because of the daddy issue.
Every time.
Every time.
God, she relates anything back to that.
And it's so not. You're not asking because you're really concerned about it.
You cry
because
you were never close to your dad.
No, she just wants to say it to hurt me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't have a dad who looks up stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. It makes you a schmoody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Justine, now, she had the opening. We let her look for the PlayStation
Assist.
She's
playing with her phone.
Now she's playing with her phone. What are you looking at?
No, it says, PlayStation Assist software will be available on phones and other devices.
Yep.
Okay. That's kind of neat.
I'm reading more about it.
Look up PS5 price point.
It's a little bit more than the last one, $399, so probably looking like maybe $4 or something.
It says you can say, hey PlayStation, how do I kill this dragon? And it'll assist you.
But they are coming out with the Pro right away, so you won't have to wait for it like we did last time.
Will it have a Blu-ray player?
Yes.
That's kind of standard with
it'll
them.
It'll come out November 2020.
PS4 games use a Blu-ray.
I think it'll actually play 4K movies now.
Those are going by the wayside, which is weird. Now it's all streaming.
Well, yeah, they stream 4K streaming too.
But 4K streaming does not look as good as disc.
Yeah, 4K. So I know it should have both. And plus, I think it's going to be prepped for 8K too because 8K TVs are out.
Here's the thing, though: without net neutrality, it doesn't matter how good your TV is.
Just burn the whole system. That's all you need to know.
You're going to be getting it at 720 if you're lucky.
Yeah,
because of compression.
Just burn it all. Just. Throw a match to it.
Man.
That's my
unless
solution
you
want to
pay
everything.
Like 3 times the price to get like.
Apparently,
the
they're saying
net,
now all states will have their own net neutrality rules, which I feel comfortable living in California.
Because
we're
going to
have
bad.
None.
No, well, Silicon Valley's here.
Yeah, we'll fight for it too.
So they'll want it. They'll want the net neutrality.
Yeah. But I mean, you look at other states and stuff like that. I don't know. Like you'll get it for lobbyists and stuff like that, but.
There is no exact cost on the PS5 yet.
Yeah, there's rough estimates about what
I imagine
it'd
be similar price to the PS4.
Yeah,
but some people are saying $400, some are saying $500, so it's still...
That's probably you're probably looking somewhere in that range for the normal one, and then the Pro being probably
but
another $100.
No,
more.
Earlier than mid-2020, so...
Justine, let me ask you a question, going back to the keto diet.
Yes.
Yeah. For people that are curious, what's a typical meal on the keto diet?
Oh, I just go... Just all meat and veggies, really.
Except she doesn't like vegetables. So
I
it's all
eat the
meat.
I tolerate the vegetables.
I usually do the keto diet then anyway.
Yeah, I just don't have the bread. Yeah, that's probably the harder part. But after the month, I was fine with cutting out bread. It was fine.
See,
I got used to it.
You can eat what you want, and you run for an hour 4 days a week.
Or I don't hurt my
and
joints.
You drink a lot of water, and you don't drink like highly caffeinated beverages.
See, that's where I'd screw up.
I drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot
anyway.
Of coffee.
Coffee's okay. It's not as bad. So
like
I'm talking
cup of
like
coffee in the morning.
Any sugary
I know.
Rock Stars, Red Bulls, all that fun stuff. You know, the things that get your blood pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Monster energy. I have in my car right now.
So Four much. Locos.
I miss so much. Ugh.
White Claws.
You remember when Four Locos first came out? Mm-hmm. Did you ever have one?
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I almost died.
I was drinking them during the podcast.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
I guess everybody welcome to the podcast.
I remember when Four Locos first came out, and I was in high school, and we were still drinking those, and those were nuts. Yeah. Those were nuts.
Were you guys ever drinking when you recorded here?
One guest, our friend JP, now JB, one time Lauren... And Thomas brought in like little airplane bottles of liquor, and we did like a little taste.
I've been
like
drunk after the podcast
tasting.
Quite frequently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm not big on. I mean, if you guys want to, I don't care. I don't do it during. But
you don't do the stork and.
But yeah, we don't do that. I mean, we could if you guys want. We could taste test. But one time, my friend JP at the studio, brought in a coffee mug, and I thought it was just coffee, and the whole time she was drinking booze.
Good for her. Yeah.
Very nice.
It's pretty awesome.
You can
We get really high on the show and just see how
that
bad
could
it
be
is.
A monthly thing. Would you like a taste test?
I snort so much cocaine right before the show. That it's just piles, so I'm just like, I don't need drinking. Just seems excessive. It
when my niece and gratuitous. Nephew were young, and we used to go Halloween.
Cocaine? Yeah, wait, what's going on here?
Trick or treating.
Yeah,
I'd always get my mug and put all my liquor in there, and just walk around with them. And drink.
Yeah,
you're a great aunt. Jeez.
Well, it warms you up. It's cold sometimes, and then you're just kind of walking around.
We did that with your cousin in Hawaii when we all went to Hawaii. Went across the street. I made a big batch of Pog juice. And then the kids were drinking just the juice. We had the bottle of Sailor Jerry in the freezer, and we would just walk around on the resort with that thing and just be like, hey, what's up? Here's my lemonade. Nice. Got to go upstairs and get another one.
I go on vacation. Nice. I just sit on the beach and drink.
Yeah.
It's nice. You read a book. You sit there. You get drunk. It's wonderful.
That was wonderful.
Vacation is the only time I feel the need to drink early. Like, I feel like I need to get started.
Well, yeah, you have to. Like, you got to get your money's worth.
It's 10 o'clock time for my morning drink. Yeah.
10 o'clock. It's like 7. I woke up. Where's my alcohol?
10 o'clock is brunch already.
Yeah, dude. I'm like six sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I'm halfway in the bag by that time.
Come on. It was bad.
The resort I went to in Maui, we were in one of, like, the outdoor... like hotel rooms, I forget what they call them, but you walk outside, pool, and on the other side of the pool was a bar.
Beautiful.
Nice. And you walk up, morning, go get your drink.
Yeah.
Walk back, go
the
sit down.
When we were in wonderful. Cancun, you just get in the pool and then swim to the bar, and then take a drink
with
you.
Those swim up bars.
It's wonderful.
What was the last alcohol you puked up, Justine?
I don't know. Oh. It's called L.A. Liquid. I did it at the club, and I threw up, and they kicked me out. That's not the first time that's happened. That's probably the third time that's happened to
they
me.
They kicked you out?
Because
if they catch you throwing up, you're not allowed back in.
What club?
That was at Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
In, I forgot what club it is.
Palazzo?
It starts with a P.
Pilates?
Yeah, and then we just went to another club, so it was fine. It's fine, it's fine. I was fine after I threw up.
Who were you with?
This is what I tell them every time, and the bouncer still kicks me out.
I'm fine, I feel so much better. Hold my hair!
Well, we went to another club.
Hold my hair.
And then after that... we ended up, because we got kicked out too, then we ended up having to go to, we just did bowling, middle of the night.
What song was playing while you were throwing up, do you remember?
No, I don't.
Okay. Came in
all
like
I
a wrecking
know
ball.
Is I don't like that drink anymore, and it had a mint taste to it. And
got drunk on mojitos.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
Well, that's, so a lot of the drinks I drink in clubs
mojito
have Red Bull in it.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime like I have whenever I have a Red Bull now, I just imagine there's already alcohol in it, so it just makes me feel
you go
unhappy.
Hard when you're in the clubs.
Yeah, when you drink, when you drink with like energy drinks, you don't stop. It's a really bad mix.
No.
Yeah,
Patrick, what was the last alcohol you threw?
It was
when you went up north.
It was when I went up north. I got off the plane. I hadn't eaten for like 24 hours, and I thought it was a great idea to get really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not end well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was an old fashioned, and it just ugh. So I'm kind of off old
tastes
fashioned
like
right now.
Syrup coming back up.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yep.
So you know, rule of thumb, folks: if you're gonna go get drunk, make sure you eat, please, because it does not end well if you don't.
Jake,
I've only thrown up. Drinks once.
Oh, that just tells me you need to
and
drink.
And that more. Was at, what was it? Is that a sushi restaurant? With Sandy?
Oh!
And I had
sushi.
And I had the unfiltered sake. And she's like, do you want some more? I'm like, no. She's like, no, I don't want it. It's like, well, I want to finish it. And there's like, I don't know, maybe like quarter bottle left. And I drank the whole thing. And then
sake's a creeper, dude. Rice wine is dangerous.
I'm like, huh. That feels kind of like sprayed out. And I sprayed out my hand. Like,
oh, you did it at the table?
No one saw. Sandy was the only one that noticed.
Oh, why is she not
I'm
here?
I'm like, can you ask for napkins? Ask for napkins quick.
Did anyone eat the sushi afterwards?
Did you eat anything?
Oh. No, we were done eating at that point. We were about to leave, and I'm like, I want to finish.
What's wrong?
I'm a liar. Last time I threw up was in Ireland.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But it wasn't alcohol related. When he said that, it meant like this. I was like, oh.
That was not alcohol related, though.
Was it?
Seasick.
She was seasick on the boat.
Oh, that's right.
That was a little boat, and it was just the waves are so hard that it just went boom, boom.
Is that when you were at Luke Skywalker's island?
Yeah,
I was on the way there.
It sucked because
it was so beautiful, but I was just like miserable the beginning part of that.
I thought it looked beautiful. I was happy.
And I smelled like crap, so it was just like...
She was downwind the whole time. It was good.
It was just bad.
Stay on the other side of the
boat. Walk behind me the whole time, please.
And I felt, because I wanted to just keep taking pictures, but like I didn't want to remember it at the same time. So it was just kind of, it was a mixture of feelings for me.
Now, when you look at the pictures, do you remember?
When I see just the view of it, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But when I see myself in it and I see like my things like tied around my waist and like I'm just not happy.
When I see that rain jacket, I'm like, oh, yeah, gross. Yeah.
Poor Boo Boo. Do you always get seasick? Or was it just that one?
She usually
gets seasick. I get seasick when it's a little boat.
Okay. So you're on a cruise ship, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
You're on the Carnival Princess.
Yeah, no problem.
She also gets sick when, like,
although
she gets excited.
I started getting dizzy on, the Star Tours ride.
Really?
I just felt like I was getting old when I realized that I was getting dizzy on that ride.
Yeah, you are old.
When's the last time you threw up? Because alcohol.
Threw up of alcohol? I never really did because I just get sleepy when I drink.
This
I
must
just
be
get,
so nice.
I just get sleepy. Yeah. So,
what alcohol makes you black out?
All of it.
Really?
But usually rum hits. Oh, the last time I can tell you the last time I blacked out, I went out with a coworker and she was roommates.
I like where this story is going.
Yeah, no, it's not that good. Okay, she wasn't roommates. She was best friends with a girl who was having marital trouble at the time.
Okay.
Now, just to spoiler alert, they're okay now, that couple.
That's good.
At the time, they were having some issues.
So, like,
And they were...
You were like the friend to go to.
So, we were celebrating my birthday.
Wow.
So, we show up to go out for my birthday, and... Friend A is like, we're going to go pick up friend B, and we're all going to go out. So friend A and friend B are like besties, and it's two females.
Oh, and they're like pain drinking, so then you're just
No. Here's what happens. We get there. Friend B is locked in the room crying because her and husband fought. Husband has gone to wherever. He's like, I'm out of here. He leaves.
I'm out.
This happens before. So we're supposed to go out for my birthday. So now, instead of going out, friend A is consoling friend B, and I just hear crying and stuff. So I'm like,
how selfish, right?
Hey, I wonder what's in the fridge. There's a handle of Captain Morgan.
Oh, God.
Mm. Right? So between these two...
As they're crying, hey, can I have some Captain Morgan?
And then this person happened to have, like, a bunch of... They lived... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Friend A lived with friend B and husband. It was like they were all roommates.
She's roommate.
They were roommates.
That kind of situation.
So they had the dog. All the dogs were there, and I used to call it the Bumpus Hounds because one of them had two, one of them had like three. So there was like a pack of dogs there.
So it's just you and the dogs drinking.
So I just go at this hand. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna wait. I pass out, and apparently, like 2 hours later, they come find me like on the couch, sprawled on the couch, hugging. No, I'm hugging the empty bottle of Captain, and then the dogs are just all over me. Like, the dogs are just...
I dig it. I love it. It's a wonderful scene.
You're like the guy in Pirates of the Caribbean with all the pigs.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah,
dig it.
Tequila makes me black.
Oh, the kitty.
I just get sleepy, so I just drink till I fall asleep.
I'm usually pretty good, but tequila, I will get sleepy and I will black out. Like, I won't remember shit.
Tequila's great.
My wife tells me I need to power through.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You gotta be a winner.
Exactly. You get tired, but if you just keep drinking, you know what? Get those drinks with the energy drinks and bam, you're up.
I like the sleepiness. I like the numbness.
Your nightcap.
The pain goes away for a while.
I don't have to remember anymore.
And you sleep off the pain and you feel better.
I don't have to think about what are we going to do on the podcast this week.
I can respect that.
Should we do a Patreon? I don't know.
It's like when I drink before game night. Like when we go out for like the happiest place in Whittier, I get hammered.
Yeah.
I get hammered on those margaritas and I get so tired. And I'm just like, I'm so tired. But I power through it.
Yeah. And then you're just like, Jack Daniels, take me away.
Oh, God. No, I can't drink Jack anymore.
It's too charcoal-y.
Yeah. It's just like, it's too sweet, honestly. That's the worst part.
Bourbon
about it.
Does have a sweetness to it that you have to.
I would much rather go for a Scottish or an Irish whiskey.
You guys talk for a second.
Whiskey.
I've never blacked out.
Ever. I've never blacked out either.
Yeah. Must be nice, guys. It's scary not knowing where you are when you wake up.
That's never happened to
me. It happens all the time.
I have the best secondhand
drunk. That's the reason why I never have done it, because I don't want to remember.
I have the best secondhand drunk story as it was related to me, ever.
Really?
That was related to you?
A friend of mine, my buddy, guy I used to work with, Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve and his brothers go out and party one night after work. And they're like, yeah, we're just gonna go out. We're gonna go out drink with some friends. So I don't see Steve for a few days. Come back. I ask Steve, how was everything, Steve? He's like, well, we started partying. We went out to L.A. We started partying, and then he doesn't remember anything after a certain point.
Sounds about right.
So he said he woke up in a Lazy Boy.
Oh no!
Right? He wakes up in a Lazy Boy in a house he's never been in.
Yeah.
He like finds the front door, stumbles out into the street, and it just so happens as he looks down the street, his brother and some other guys are stumbling out of a house like four houses down.
Wow.
And then they realize they're in Mexico.
Oh, what?
I love that's the way awesome. The story was told.
Oh my God.
Apparently they met a friend who was like, bro, he was up from San Diego. And halfway through the night, they're like, let's just go down to San Diego shit. And party in San Diego. So they went to party in San Diego. He doesn't remember any of this.
Yeah.
And then goes off and they end up in Mexico.
Scarily enough, that story doesn't sound too dissimilar to some of my experiences. Minus the Mexico part.
My favorite part of those is he stumbles out into the sunlight and he looks over. And then at the same moment, his brothers are like, it's like the internal clocks were all.
It's wonderful.
Were all
that's
a
wonderful
same.
Moment.
I love it.
Yeah, alcohol's yeah. fun.
Justine, are you a noisy barfer, or do you just get like a...
She's a lightweight, that's for damn sure.
I'm lightweight now.
No, I think you've always been.
Who's the noisiest barfer? I make a lot of noise. It's a real...
I don't.
Because...
It just sort of happens.
Well, 45...
You, did you just say you don't make a lot of noise? Maybe, he was projectile vomiting, and all I heard was bleh, bleh, and it was like on the wall, on the table, what on the chair. This? On or,
was that our old house?
Ugh, it was all over the door. It was all over the bed. Wow. I had to like get him in the shower. And
I drank a lot.
I made him something that night, and then I don't think I've made that ever since.
Nope,
because it's just
again.
Grossed me
what
out.
What was it?
It was like a pulled chicken dish.
It was like a pulled chicken. Yeah.
It was really good. But like,
it came out clean.
Oh, like just whole. It came out.
Whole chicken.
He threw up a whole chicken. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that just...
Four fried chickens in a Coke.
That would turn me on the
dry
chicken.
White toast.
Oh, my God.
Keep talking. I gotta put my glasses on.
That would turn me off chicken for quite some time.
Yeah, I did.
I haven't made that dish since.
I don't know.
Actually, that happened with Daniel, too. Like, usually he's the one who makes me throw up. Because we like to compete.
I didn't know.
When you have someone to compete with when you're drinking, that's when you know you have a problem.
I have to apologize to our guests because to our listeners
is horrible.
Because I did not realize we were going to talk about barfing.
Yeah, sorry. We've got a range of subjects today. We don't have any plans, and we're just having fun with it.
Well, Jake saw me a little buzzed this weekend.
Hmm?
Oh,
yeah, a little bit.
We went out to brunch, so met up with them.
Who went out to brunch?
Justine, myself, Sandy, and Jake.
Okay, so now here's the thing, you guys. For those of you who follow the show, you know that Sandy has been... Sandy is Jake's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she has... she's been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
So now, and this is to the pleasure of everyone listening, now Jake and Sandy and Patrick and Justine kind of double date all the time.
We do couple shit.
That was like the second time.
That's the second time we've done it.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Second time.
Yeah, we've only done that often.
That's pretty nice. Yeah. So are you now? You like to steal people's friends.
Mm-hmm.
You stole. Renee from Renee. You stole. I can't think.
Josh.
Vince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris.
You start. Yeah,
people just like me. It's not my fault. So
do they like you, or do you just pressure them into like?
Nope.
You're basically.
I have my personality has gravitas.
What Patrick likes to do is take you out and just pay for your stuff.
Wine you and dine you.
It's called making you dependent on me.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's like this tactic. So what he doesn't understand is
he's paying for friends.
What he doesn't understand is I will let him pay for everything and then never invite him over to the house unless we're recording or we have games.
It's fucked up, isn't it? He doesn't like me. It's cool.
Anyways, they had bottomless mimosas.
Uh-huh.
And Jake and I were the only one that did it. And
first of all, I don't like champagne.
I just get very tall.
What was this?
It's this place called
Papa's Artisanal.
In Laverne.
Laverne. Okay,
and how was it?
Pretty good.
It's good, yeah.
Rate it?
We ordered...
I give it like 7.
Yeah.
Justine and I ordered the exact same thing, and then Sandy and Patrick ordered the exact same thing.
So you're saying I see where this is going. We don't condone that kind of behavior on the show, but I mean, to each his own.
Yeah.
Just don't do it here. Who wins in that deal?
Nobody.
Who
nobody
upgrades? Wins. The nobody girls wins. Both lose either way.
Yeah.
They somehow end off worse than they already are now.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
It's pretty sad.
Justine, who do you think you could handle Jake? Do you think you could, like...
Just... No, I can't date someone who's like me.
What, you think Jake's exactly like you?
Not exactly not like me.
Enough.
They have like similar this. Qualities.
Hear
similar
me out. Qualities. You and Sandy run off together.
There you go. Yeah. Just do it that way.
There you go.
I like this plan.
And you guys...
But you won't be...
So are we doing...
Who's Felix? I'm Felix. Who am I kidding?
I was going to say it's either going to be the Odd Couple or...
But it's two Felixes.
The other one.
Yeah.
I feel like they're both a Felix.
No, I'm more... what's his face?
No, I'm more Felix.
Yeah, you're more Felix. I'm more...
But I wouldn't do it.
They're so cute.
I wouldn't do it because that's just who I am. I would do it just to bug him.
Yeah. See,
that's the worst part.
No, it's
he garbage. Would do it to piss me off.
Yeah,
I would do it right outside his door too, and then walk away. Like
I think it'd be like some like a hot kind of situation.
Yeah. You guys would just dress up as girls.
Yeah, and then he'd run off with a Playboy billionaire.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yes.
There you go.
I like the way this is going. Mm-hmm.
I'm not shaving my beard though. If I'm dressing up as a girl,
you're gonna do a Cesar Romero. You put the makeup right over it. Yep, put the makeup right over it.
They don't know the difference.
Yep, no, that's what you do. I love it. That's a good. Yeah, yeah. So that'll work out.
How did we get on this subject? Oh, we went to brunch.
Did he pay for all of brunch?
No, he paid for half.
Wow,
if I was a gentleman,
yeah,
I would have let him pay.
I know.
You should have.
I'm the host.
It's not very often that I get to pay a little bit, so.
What do you guys talk about when you're not talking about podcast stuff? It's weird. I can't imagine.
Talked about school. They talked about
my
homework.
talked about
computers.
Yeah, that was my homework.
Talked about a bunch of stuff.
Talked about my homework.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was a nice social
beautiful
event.
Beautiful.
And then we went to Jake's house to play board games.
What did you guys play?
Villainous. Mm-hmm. We played the expansion of that. We played Medium, a game Ed bought, which just proved to the fact that we can't
that
connect
we
at all.
Suck.
Because the whole point of Medium is you're playing with the person on your right and the person on your left, and you each are putting down a word, and you're trying to both come together at the same time to figure out what the word is.
Like if I put down beach and you put down taco, then we have to come out with the word that's the medium of that.
You know what I'm going to say? Corona.
So no.
See, that's the problem.
So the example of that would be shell.
Beach and taco?
It's a beach taco.
It's a shell. It's a taco.
You have to come up with a medium.
Yeah. It's not even necessarily like what it would make. It's just you just come to
or
the same
you
word.
Guys can come up with the same
right,
answer
right, right.
For
we
it.
All
so then you
it.
Get points. So we get points together, and then I have to make a point with Jake, which horrible
never worked.
Teammate.
Uh-huh.
We all sucked. Yeah. It was
watch
bad.
The Odd Couple where they play Password. Just it's you can find it on. I think it's on Hulu.
I
want to
watch
but
that.
Just watch the episode where they play the game Password, and it's the same thing. It's
painful.
I think the clue is birds, and or the word is birds, and Felix gives the clue Euripides.
Of course he does.
Just watch it. It's really funny. You can find it on Hulu.
On Friends, they played Pyramid, right? And he goes, "It's a ghost." No, never remember that. Never mind. No Friends, my fans.
You know what? I've seen as many episodes as I've seen of that because my wife—that's her go-to-sleep show.
I fucking hate
oh,
Friends.
Oh yeah, it's great.
And it's on when I get to bed. So I always end up watching a little bit of it, like a minute or two. I've only seen that episode I think one time.
The
pyramid one? The pyramid one, yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, a ghost. And he just keeps guessing a ghost, and they're all pissed off at him.
Yeah.
You hate Friends, Patrick?
I could take it or leave it. I liked it when I was younger, but it just gets old.
Yeah.
It's dated. For sure.
It is funny to see now like how much cell phones would have...
You ruined that show.
Ruined that show. Yeah, like, you could never do that.
Like, so many of the situations... Are you looking at me from the window? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, text. Okay. Just text me.
Yeah, just text me. Yeah. It's so done.
Texting's ruined everything.
Yeah, we were on a break. I know.
Yeah.
There's like proof of it now.
Yeah, there it is.
Exactly. No.
It's yeah, I recorded
just,
you.
I can't do it. I know a lot of people like it, and it's just, I can't hang on to it.
All right, we have a game called Mixtape. I'm going to bust out right
I'm
now.
I'm so bad at this.
I think it'll be fun.
So bad at this.
So we won't play any music, but we'll just say this. So the mixtape is actually on set. It didn't... I love this game.
Audience can sing the song.
Breaking Games is the name of the manufacturer. It's the song and scenario card game. If you find it at Target, it's on clearance right now for like $5-6.
That's a steal.
Love this game. Good party game.
Yeah, for all your friends.
So I'm going to read a card, and we're going to go around the table, and we're going to answer it. You just farted.
Excuse me?
It made me laugh because we just talked about barfing and that's the first thing that comes up. You just farted in front of someone you're trying to impress. The only way to recover is to play the happiest song you can think of. What do you play?
It's Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
But you're not really walking on sunshine.
No, you shit your pants.
You're walking in the wind
yeah.
right there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a reference.
Don't Stop Me Now, Queen.
Oh, maybe Smoke on the Water?
There you go, I love it.
It's mm-hmm. like what a nice mix. What do you got, Jake?
Oh God, I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah,
I would own it, and I would play the poop song.
Oh God!
Oh my God! I had a hard time peeing when you played that. So his bathroom is kind of out in the open.
Oh, I hate that! I hate this place already.
Like I'll go it's next just door. Like it's just like if it was right here, but then there's no door, and like it's just out in the open. So they play this song. I'm in there trying to pee, and I keep laughing. So it's hard to pee when you're laughing. And it's just...
It was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. I just couldn't stop laughing.
It's so great.
Nothing like going to... It's like going to the bathroom here. It's very quiet.
Yeah, everybody quiets down when you go to the bathroom.
Not playing great. Everybody goes... But you don't really hear...
I use that song whenever someone goes to the bathroom. We do it at the
comic book shop, too. Like, somebody goes to the bathroom, we all get quiet. We're just like, can we embarrass them? He's struggling. Man, he must have kidney stones.
I love it. I do have kidney stones, by the way. I can't
see a doctor about that.
I can't think about the happiest song. If you just farted and you have to like cover it up.
Don't stop me now.
Oh, that Pharrell song?
Happy?
Yeah.
Happy. Yeah, because hop along.
Or Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
There you go.
That's a good one. That's what we're talking about.
What is the first song you knew you would get in trouble for listening to? First song you knew you'd get in trouble for listening to.
Mine was Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to hide that, buying that CD. I remember that. And then, my parents have to be near me because it's an E or an explicit, right, mm-hmm. CD, and the parents have to be there. So they stood near me, and I just pretended that they knew I was buying the CD, and then the guy rung me up for it.
Nice.
I really don't have one.
Virgin Records.
Parents were pretty accepting of listening to anything.
They let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no consequences.
No, there's a lot of consequences. Mm. You ever ask my mom, you'll hear some stories.
I had to hide that CD in my...
underwear drawer?
Yeah, nobody goes in there. Drawer.
Jake?
Yeah, I was able to listen to what I wanted.
I got in trouble
My mom was pretty open about stuff, so.
I remember listening to Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
Really? That got you in trouble? And
they get to this part where he says, your mom threw away your best porno mag.
Oh, no.
And my mom said, did they just say porno? What are you listening to? I didn't really get in
and
trouble.
And you go, Mom, don't throw away my best porno mag.
All right. There you go. A sea of people. 65,000 raucous festival attendees eagerly anticipate your encore. Time to close the show. What do you play? What is your encore? What is a great way to close out? Right? You just rocked this place. You just rocked this toilet, Justine.
What's that song called? Rock the Boat?
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Ooh. I don't know. That's a good looking, question.
Everybody's pulling,
I have to break my phone out for this one.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. This is
tough. Like, I'm not good at music. I'm dumb. Remember?
Okay.
What do you got, Justine?
Ooh.
What do you got?
Goodbye, goodbye, Oingo Boingo.
Oh, that's not bad. But you want to rock this?
That is great.
You want to rock?
That does rock.
Or make everyone cry.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes, David Bowie.
That's a good one.
Everybody gonna cry after that one.
What do you got? Just for one
day. Mine's Kanye West and Jay-Z. Did you hear about their concert that happened?
No.
Oh.
In LA, when all they did, so they just repeated a song. Like, I think they did it 10 times or a little bit more than that, and just kept doing it. Everyone was hyped up each time.
Ninjas in Paris.
There you go.
Yeah, Ninjas in Paris is the name of the song. Ninjas.
You don't remember that? Mm-mm. Oh, that song was such a hit, and then they just kept, and during their concert, they just kept repeating it, and everyone just went with it over and over.
I guess if you, what's going on? So
we need to ground ourselves.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah, repetition. Repetition helps. You know, you just get everybody hyped up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would play. I mean, I want to close out the show strong.
You'd probably play something from the Beastie Boys.
Well, Sabotage is always like in your...
Oh, you could play Jump.
But is that something you close out with?
You know what I would close out with? Get everybody pumped up. No, I'm assuming I'm the drummer.
You want to make people cry when they leave. Like, you want to make them feel like shit. No,
you
want to
make them, you want to make them rock. I do Hot
Phil
for Teacher.
Phil Collins?
Hot for Teacher. Hmm. Close it out with Hot for Teacher. Because nice. At the end you can just go, oh my God.
If you're the drummer, you have to play the Phil Collins.
You get the drum solo in the beginning. The song you hate to love. The song you hate to love.
Hmm.
You love it, but you hate yourself for loving it. Oh. I will tell you right now.
I have the perfect song for you.
I will repeat it a lot, and it gets stuck in my head. It's the Haters Gonna Hate, Hate, Hate by Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, I hate that
It gets
song.
Stuck in my head, and I hate it. But it's in there. You know what I mean? It gets in there.
There's two of them.
That's one of them.
I got mine. It's Bitch, I'm a Cow by Doja Cat.
I fucking hate that song. God, it's got to be Ultravox Vienna.
Oh, Vienna by... Oh, dude, that's an old school song.
I know. I love it. It's so weird, but I love it. Something
Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but uncomfortable. You like it.
No, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Oh, there's also... oh, shit. What's it called? Let me look it up. It's the other song.
Yeah, that's that song.
What song is that?
Good song.
I have to look it up.
Bum 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 ba da ba. Rock Lobster?
Mm-mm.
Rock Lobster. But I no, like that song.
It's the Russian one with the Seventh Element by Vitas.
What's the song you hate to love, Justine?
That's the one where he's really high-pitched.
I mean, if I love it, I love it. Wow.
I mean, you do listen to the Spice Girls, so
yeah,
not,
I mean,
you'll go.
She's not really ashamed of anything.
Yeah, there isn't really anything that
comes
plays.
With not really having emotions. It's just like you don't really
what's
have
song,
any shame.
What's the song that
does
you
does anything
love?
Ever play on my... Because I put my
Every
playlist on
time.
Random all the time, and I'm never really ashamed.
Whenever you're driving, I skip songs all the time.
Guys, by the way, if you want to answer it, just add us at Soup Complex.
Please give us some responses.
Answer some of these.
And tell us how wrong are we
we'll
are
read
about
them
our
on
choices.
The air. Oh, yeah. Do you like some of the stuff? Do you like our choices? Do you not like it? Favorite concert you've experienced in person?
I know what I hate to love.
Ooh, good
what? What do you hate to love?
The DMC song.
Run DMC?
No.
The Digital Movie Club
the
song?
The Digital Movie Club song.
Dun, 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 dun.
I hate it.
I'm not doing it here.
But it happened. Digital Movie! Digital Movie!
You're in the club.
I don't like it, but everyone else likes it, so I like to give it that chance of like, you know what? Fine.
Dun dun
dun dun.
You're looking at what's up? You got
no, somebody texting me. All right. Nothing important.
Favorite concert you've experienced live, Justine?
Favorite concert?
Yep.
You've experienced
you,
live?
You had good
Spice Girls.
I was gonna say, you had some
Spice
amazing
Girls.
Seats to the Spice Girls. You were like right there.
Yeah.
Spice
that
Girls.
Like had me in tears because it was just dreams come trueing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just.
Can I ask you a question? Did Patrick get with your friends? Was that a requirement?
No, he does that with you guys. He gets with your friends, Mario.
No.
You got it all wrong.
I'm not his lover.
You got it all wrong.
Jake, favorite concert you ever? Weird Al?
They don't even get that reference, by the way. Thank
no,
you.
No, I did. I just hate that song.
Weird Al?
I've never seen Weird Al.
Why not? Why don't say it like that? I can see Weird Al. Richard Cheese?
No, it was
you were gonna say Dick
Real Big Fish. Real Big Fish? Scott Man?
You would like Real Big Fish.
It was great. I had that I think it was just because the whole story attached to that whole thing.
You were in love, young.
No, my mom genuinely did not believe me when I told her about this story. So, went into the concert, went in with one of my friends, we're having a great time. I opened up one of the pits and we were all dancing around and some dude kept like elbowing people.
Why the fuck is there a pit at a ska band? It makes no sense.
But there's no elbow throwing. It's just dancing.
Bro, you're having just a good time. They're just living life.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
They're living their best life. Why are you pooping on them? I mean, I know why you're pooping on them.
It's my job. It's what I do.
And
continue. I'm sorry.
Sorry, continue.
There's one guy in particular who was elbowing people, ended up hitting people in the face. So I told everybody, open up the pit. So he's the only one in there. Everyone backed off. He's the only guy in there. Left. Came back. I ended up accidentally elbowing him right in the brow, and he cut his eyebrow. And he was going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. So I ran to the bar and got some napkins. I'm like, oh, here, dude, I'm so sorry. And he gets taken care of and everything. Comes back, and he's like towards the end, because I think he was gone for like a half hour. He's like, dude, thanks so much. I don't think a lot of people would have done that. And thank you for that. And gave me a hug. And he's like, are we cool? Like, yeah, we're cool.
And that man.
Yeah. And ended up crowd surfing. Got a bunch of people crowd surfing. And I got some girl's number from it because she's like, hey, I saw you there. I saw what you did in that pit.
Nice.
And I think you're a cool guy. And
what happened
your number.
To that girl?
Nothing.
Nice.
Because she forgot because she was drunk.
Probably.
Yeah. How was the show?
Show's great.
Patrick?
Well, there's the one that I broke my nose at.
Barry Manilow?
I can see
no,
it.
Right?
Neil Diamond?
No, it was my friend's show. But no, probably the best concert I've ever been to had to be Dredge at the Glass House. It's just, I've never been in a room where everybody had vibed off of everybody else, and like, it was really, really cool.
Glasshouse is in Pomona. It's a great place to see your show.
It's a really, really good venue.
I saw Ozo Motley there. Ozo Motley's always a great band to see live.
Fox Theater's good there.
Even better in a tiny venue like that.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Although that is one of the best shows I've seen live. I got to go Beastie Boys because I waited a long time to see them. And when I finally saw them, they played. It was only them for 2 hours.
It was all
there was no opener, and it was all the hits. It was everything I wanted to hear.
That's awesome to not have an opener.
Oh, it was. They had a girl. It was she's. I'm sad that I don't remember her name, but she's kind of a DJ. I mean, she was out there with her MacBook Pro, just
plugging it up.
Was playing some nice. Got everybody in the good mood. They came out like right on time, 8 o'clock. Played 2 hours straight. And they were off into the. It was at the Greek Theater. It was fantastic.
Got home at 11.
There were costume changes. They did everything.
That's awesome.
They did some of their old punk stuff. They did some funk. Then they went back to the. They would. It was awesome. It was a great show.
That's really cool.
They weren't promoting anything. They were just out, kind of
having fun.
Just having fun.
I dig that.
And it was right before MCA got the next tour is when he got sick, and that's when we had tickets to go see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and they canceled because MCA was diagnosed with cancer. So it was that was the last time. It was right. He was in good health, and it was a great show. A lot of fun.
You're right, though. The Glass House is a really nice venue.
It's one of my favorite venues.
Comfortable.
It's a good one.
Fox Theater's pretty good, too, but I like the Glass House a little bit more.
Okay, listen, let me answer you guys a question. You just want a ticket to a private show with 50 other people in an intimate setting. What band or song do you want them to play first? So I'm assuming...
You pick the band.
You pick the band, and then what song would you want them to play?
Mm-hmm.
Intimate venue. 50 people. Intimate venue.
Danny Elfman. Oingo Boingo. Done.
You want to see Oingo Boingo with like 50 people?
I want to see him play so bad.
Seriously?
They used to do a concert every Halloween.
Not anymore.
Apparently.
I'd want to watch Amy Winehouse.
No, the rest of his band's still together and they do a tribute band.
You want to see the hologram? Would you accept the hologram in this case?
No.
Right. I really want to see Leon Bridges.
All right.
I like him a lot. He's got some good songs.
It would have been cool to see him at my house.
If it's 50 people, I've got to see. He's a legend. I got to see Tony Bennett while he's still alive. Maybe he comes out with Gaga.
He sang with Amy Winehouse too.
Yeah, yeah. I'd want to see Tony Bennett live. With 50 people?
50.
Yeah. The guy's a legend.
Can you like pop it back like 10 years though so he's a little bit more lively? You
know, sit him on a chair.
I don't want him to like die while he's
singing. I saw Ella Fitzgerald once and she was sitting on a stool all the
time.
Yeah,
but it's fucking Ella Fitzgerald.
And she.
It's fucking
amazing.
Tony Bennett.
I would take Ella Fitzgerald over Tony Bennett any day.
I just want to see, because he's a legend. Mm. Get poop on my. What are you
I'm not pooping
on everybody.
You don't poop.
I'm not. I didn't poo-poo on
anything.
Say,
what did you say, Jake? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Danny Elfman.
Oingo Boingo. You said Oingo Boingo. Yeah. And you said Winehouse.
Yeah.
The hologram.
I said Leon Bridges.
You said Leon Bridges over Troubled Waters. That's a dumb question. Actually, it's one we can't answer, so.
We're really bad at questions we can't answer.
Bottom of the ninth. Seventh game of the World Series. Oh, we've talked about
this. Done this.
We've
one.
Done this.
They call you out of the bullpen to strike out the last batter and preserve the win. What song plays as you head towards the mound?
I think my song changed from this.
Yeah, sometimes it changes. Mine's still the same. Tie Your Mother Down, right? I told you guys, Tie Your Mother Down. I let him wait that whole first minute to do the intro. As soon as the drums kick in, I run. No, I don't even run. I walk out. Walk out to first base. The song is playing the whole time I warm up. I time it so that I throw my first pitch as the last cymbal crashes. Then I throw an 80-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle and just cough it up. Just give it up. It just launches.
Just take it. Just, it's all yours.
You know who loves me? The kid who catches that ball.
Yeah.
I'll be his hero forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you guys say?
I have to look. I did so many choices.
It's a good one.
It's a great question. Sound on the mic right there with the phone.
You should definitely move your phone away from it, Justine.
Yeah.
I got a good one right here.
What do you got?
I don't know. Tough question.
Thank you, Justine.
Thank you very much.
What do you got, Justine?
Mine's still Beyonce.
Oh, Redbone by Childish Gambino.
There you go.
Oh, such a good song.
Mine's Formation or... she has one very... Lemon. Oh, Hold Up.
You're gonna make Patrick mad.
I know, he really doesn't like her.
I don't like Beyonce. I respect her, but I don't like her
Jake,
music.
Jake, what do you got?
She just makes me feel like a woman.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Aww.
You make me feel
all day long. Chance the Rapper.
There you go.
That's mm-hmm. a good song.
All right. What was the last song you listened to and cried? The last song you listened to and cried? I have a song that will make me cry automatically every time, but I do have a story behind this. And it involves an upcoming movie that we're going to do on the Digital Movie Club.
Mine is, because I recently did it, was Mumford & Sons' Believe. And I don't know why I cry, but if I sing along, I get choked up and I can't do it because then I start crying. It's weird.
I'm going to have to listen to that.
But I don't know why I'm crying. Like
you're probably choking on one of their beard hairs when it gets in your throat.
Cats in the Cradle.
I have no idea.
Oh, Cats in the Cradle. There it is. The ultimate dad issue song.
Every time.
See? That's the first thing I ask. Why? Is there a daddy in it?
What's that?
Is that me?
Yeah.
That one made you cry?
Yeah, every time. Just the intro. Yeah. Gets me.
Sexual healing.
Mm-hmm. I want some sexual healing. Please. I need it.
Jake, what was the last time you heard a song you listened to and cried?
What was it?
The theme from Up?
Oh, fuck. That's a slick kick in the pants every time.
No, Coco.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's another one.
Makes you cry
remember
every time.
Remember me.
Yeah.
Remember me?
When the grandma sings
when
it.
She sings
oh,
it.
My God.
We bawled in the movie theater. Jeez. You didn't, but the rest of us did.
The one that always gets me cry, that makes me cry, is It's Quiet Uptown from Hamilton. That one always gets me. But at the beginning of a movie we're going to watch, Heartbreak Ridge, it's one of the all-time great Clint Eastwood movies. I can't
I was just going to say, it sounds like Clint Eastwood's
it's a
in
Clint
that
Eastwood
movie.
In the beginning... because he plays a guy who was in the Korean War. They show this footage, like actual footage from the Korean War, like black and white footage. And my dad, then they play this country song called Sea of Heartbreak. And, you know, I'm not a big country guy. But my dad always liked that song because it was like that part of the movie. And I've just realized recently that Johnny Cash did a cover of it.
Oh, so it's like Johnny Cash's version of Hurt Myself?
Yeah, it's on the same... It's on the.
Fuck,
it's
that
on that series.
Such a good album.
You know, it's that series, the American recording. Yeah. Like, I think Hurt is on volume three. I think Sea of Heartbreak is on volume two. And it just, you know, he's older and he's got the, you know, he's got a little...
yeah, but there's just so much pain in that voice. It's just like... You're just like...
I was listening to it just today and it got me all choked up when I was driving over to...
God, that's such a good song.
Well, not her, but check it out, though. Sea of Heartbreak by John Cash. Track one of the best road trip mixtape ever created. Track one of the best road trip mixtape ever created.
Life is a highway.
Track one of like the worst Pixar movie ever made.
By Rascal Flatts.
Rascal. What do you got, guys? I got mine. I'm going to kick it off. This is the way I kick everything off. You kick it off with the Kinks all day and all of the night. You get that riff?
Well, if I'm driving, I like slow songs if it's a long drive.
But this is a road mixtape.
Yeah. If I'm doing a long road.
Crazy Train.
Ooh.
That's a great way to sing.
No, mine's like Boys to Men and like, I don't know, I go slow song. It keeps me awake. So all I do is like just sing along
to
it.
I leave my headphones in and I read a book when she does this.
I'm just like all slow songs.
Because otherwise it's just, I'm
crazy.
Crazy Train
is a good way to start it. What do you got? Right? Jake's yawning over there.
Because then it, like, it sets the pace, too, of like how the road trip's going to be. Because then they're like, oh, shit, he's going to be nuts.
Track one of any mixtape was always... But back from the mixtape days, I'll tell you this, as an older gentleman who made mixtapes...
Hey, you said the name of the game.
The second song is almost as important because you don't want there to be a drop.
No, it's got to be the follow-up. You got a slow progression down and then a right build back up.
Yeah, because if you start too many tracks high...
You're burnt out.
What I used to do on a mixtape is like always like the fourth or fifth, you come down. You do a slow song.
That's like your baby making song.
And then you come back up. Yeah.
And that's your finishing song.
Well, you know, you keep going.
When you recorded, were you recording from actual seed? Like, when I had to record on the tape, I was only recording off of the radio. So I had to wait for the announcer to shut up. I'm like, shut up, DJ, shut up.
We did that too on stuff like, you know, the 80s was a time of one hit wonders. Mm-hmm. You knew you didn't want to buy a whole album. From this person. So I'm just going to wait for the DJ to start talking. That was an art form, too.
Yeah. That was annoying. I'm like, great, now I have to wait for it to go on again.
But let's say I liked Justine. Let's say I saw you in class and I was like, Justine's cute. I'm going to make her a mixtape. That is, we're not getting radio edits. I'm getting my albums and my CDs and my tapes out. I'm going to go tape to tape. I'm going to go CD. I'm going to edit it together. I'm going to give you handwrite.
Songs, how long
and it
they
better
are.
Go in a circle.
And it goes in an order.
Oh, no. Yours is on a mixtape.
I'm going to give you a number two pencil, unsharpened, in case the tape comes unspooled. You're able to roll it back.
So that's a nice guy. You were really going for it.
But that song, that second song was sometimes nice.
That's extra.
So you got, your number will be a slow song. You know what would be a great, honestly, a great song for a road trip? Let's Get It On. Is a great slow song like that.
Yeah. Let's Get It On.
Mm-hmm. That's a good slow.
I'm telling you, slow songs on the road is the best. Just because I sing along with it the whole way.
As much crap as I give her for that, I listen to slow songs when I run.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. Slow songs kind
of
like...
I listen to a lot of like folk music when I... Sometimes when I drive, I'm one extreme or the other. I like really
robbing
energetic.
A bank and you want to get away from the small town sheriff.
I just want to get away from it all, man.
What kind of folk?
Oh God, who is it? I always look for random shit that I haven't heard of before, just to mix it up. I don't remember.
I still have Boyz II Men always. Four Seasons of Loneliness. Come on,
I don't know that song.
I know you don't.
It's Friday. You ain't got your okay. No, it's Friday, and you just found a $100 bill. Walking on Sunshine.
No
money. Oh,
just got paid. There's a song like that.
Yeah.
Look,
and he says it's Friday
tonight.
It's probably the musical version of Oliver. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Mine is Jen and Juice.
Oh, it's sipping
on Jen and Juice.
Mind on my money, and my money on my mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm the type of person like I find $100 on the floor, I look to see who dropped it.
Yeah, you're a real Spider-Man, aren't you?
I don't. I'm weird about it, like too.
Is this your bike?
You're just a real Spider-Man.
You should got to be excited about Tom Holland playing.
I know you get to see
Yeah, but he played with our emotions on Instagram. Because like everyone else didn't really play to it, and he totally played to it.
Yeah.
He's a teenager.
Did you see, because he posted that thing from...
No, none of us follow him except for you.
You're the only one.
Because you're a perv.
Yep.
Excuse you. I'm pretty sure...
Nope.
No.
Not
me. Not Sandy.
No. None of us.
I thought Sandy as I did. I thought I saw that Sandy liked a picture of it.
No,
I
just
don't
you.
Think so.
Your niece does.
Yeah, I see
and
that.
And she's like 16.
Oh, boy.
Because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If aliens came to Earth and vowed to destroy the planet, unless someone played them the most epic love song of all time.
Epic love song?
What would you play?
Let's get it on.
Mm-bop.
Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly.
I wanna know what love is.
And I'm trapped in the closet.
I want you
so
to
pull out
show
my gun.
Me.
What do you got? Love epic this. Love song.
Because
epic.
That whole show is a love song.
I don't like that chance. I rather just
Somebody
die.
To Love by Queen.
That is
if you
good.
Want epic.
Somebody to Love is pretty good.
Major Tom by Bowie. It's a love song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I go Für Elise by Beethoven.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah. It's an epic love song.
You can't worry about words fucking shit up.
You come out of the bathroom and your prom date is nowhere to be found. The person you really wanted to ask is standing under the disco ball alone. A DJ asks if anyone has a request and dedication. What song do you play?
All by myself.
No, you go, you're going to go ask the girl to...
Yeah, you got
to
bring her down emotionally.
Tear her down. Nice work. Psychological.
So she's ready for you.
Somebody to Love by Queen.
There you go. That's another
that's a good one.
Nah, you need same a song one. Where you can like push up against the guy and like
what
dance.
The fuck is happening?
Footloose?
Yeah. Flash dance? Shit, jeez. So you took that to another level.
What?
Baby Got Back.
Apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
If you're supposed
fur.
To win this guy over, then yeah, you go all in. But it
bubble
has to
butt
be a song
by Major Lasers.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble
bubble
butt.
Bubble butt. Bubble 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 butt.
The bubble bowl anthem from SpongeBob. Or ripped pants from SpongeBob. Either of those are acceptable.
Who's this guy?
The thrill one more kill.
Such a good song.
Oh, I would go Natural Woman. By,
you
could do that one.
Like because
you could do that little, that weird dance where you like whip your hips
I was like,
around.
It's kind of like.
You make me feel like.
And you turn around, give them, show them some butt a little bit. Turn
nah,
back around.
I was thinking like Usher.
Like maybe like a John Legend.
Love in
Catch
this
a grenade
club.
For you.
I want to make love in this club.
I go.
But you got to impress? You do it.
I'm thinking like 80s. Like high school dance.
There you go. I go that's Bomb Track want. By Rage Against the Machine.
Nice. It's a solid choice.
Right.
Like, okay. She gonna love me no matter what.
Let's see. Let me find a good one.
Some of these are bullshit.
If you had one country song to listen to while on a stranded on a desert island, what would it be? Again, I'm not a country fan, but it would be John Cash.
Oh, mine would be Shania Twain.
I don't count Johnny Cash's country.
He
so
is, though.
Just kill me. I don't count any.
Yeah,
just
I
kill
don't
me.
Do that.
You can do one country
nope.
song. Everybody likes one country song. And I hate country music.
Shania Twain is country, and I like her.
My friend has this one country song about gone fishing, where the woman's going to leave him if he goes fishing. And he,
and
goes,
then
fishing
he goes fishing
anyways. That's the one.
I would go Stand By Your Man, but I'd go the Blues Brothers version.
Oh, or the theme to Ride. Yeah.
Sometimes it's
Ride.
Hard to be a woman. Come on, you guys. Giving all your love.
That was such a good
to
movie.
To just one man.
So good.
All right, last question.
Mm-hmm. Make it a good one.
Stand by your man. Stand by your man.
You snuck onto the rooftop with someone you were totally into. Little do they know you hit a stereo and a bottle of wine prior to your arrival, a la Jim from The Office. Play the right song and the evening will end in perfection. Play the wrong song and the date is over. What would you play?
Purple Rain.
Fuck You Like an Animal by Lil.
Oh, shit. Or,
that was freaky.
That Spinal Tap, Love Pump or Love Gun?
Love Gun is Kiss.
No, it's,
Kiss.
What's love the Spinal Tap one with
so
the glove?
Weird.
Oh, Smell the Glove?
Smell the Glove, yeah, thank right. you. That's the one. You need to watch Spinal Tap.
We'll probably watch it for the movie club.
Oh, we are.
What year is that?
Justine?
80-something.
Just
you're trying
no
to seal perfect. The deal.
You're going
to
land this date.
Seal it.
I'm a Boys to Men that.
Fuck, the dude's not going to like
it. What about Keith Sweat?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, but recently when I listened to him, I'm like, you know, he sucks at singing, but I totally know his song.
It's a persona.
Nobody, babe. Like, that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is horrible, but I love it.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Keith Sweat's a good one.
Oh, Sam Cooke.
That or...
Bring It On Home.
Brian McKnight. He was good, too.
That'd be good.
I might go with some Barry White, a little Barry White in that situation.
Hey. Not bad.
You go a little Barry White, any Barry White.
A little Frank Sinatra,
ain't
maybe.
Never gonna give you
a- yeah, that's a good one. But don't sing it like John Hamm in Baby Driver. Aw,
come on.
Because quitting just ain't my shtick, guys. That's mixtape, and you can play it. It's a really fun game. You just sit around, and sometimes we do, if we're sitting around, we'll play with our phones. We'll actually play songs for each other.
Sometimes we bullshit.
Sometimes we BS. So that's a fun game. Good answers today, guys.
I like some of these.
Strong. What a great little show we put together.
How about that?
We slapped it together.
We slapped it together in a couple minutes. You know what I need to do before we go?
Give us some presents?
Jake, if you could be, you'd be so kind.
Are we reaching in the prize box?
Hand me my phone. It's right there being charged. You're going to have to lean back.
Lean back.
Lean back like a cholo.
Lean back.
Cholos don't lean back, guys. They lean forward. Or they lean down, or they lean to the side. Guys.
Elbows up, side to side.
We got a...
we got some questions?
No, we don't have any questions. I forgot to ask for questions. If you have any questions,
it was spur of the moment.
You can always send us at Soup Complex, S-O-U-P-Complex.
We'll answer them on Twitter.
We should do a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Separate them.
Soup Complex.
Hashtag, hey, Soup Complex, answer my question. How's that for a hashtag?
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
So we sort of belong to another loose network of podcasts called Next Wave Podcast, NXT Wave Podcast. And I just want to give them a little bit of a shout out because Monday, guys, I don't even know this, Monday was International Podcast Day.
No. Was it?
Happy belated Podcast Day. What did you guys do for Podcast Day?
My boss didn't tell me, so I don't know.
What, it was
Podcast Day?
You're
the boss.
I didn't know, yeah.
You slept on your duties.
No, I didn't know it was coming up either.
Yeah, some bullshit, dude.
But we got a lot of really nice people from our friends over there. Our little a lot of nice love from our friends over there. So I just want to give some shout outs to. We only have 50 of them. We got a few minutes here. We're going to shout out 50 and give me. We got Wondersoul at WNDRSOUL. The Dawn Father. Damn Fancy Dinosaurs, which I love.
I love that name, that alliteration.
Ghost Planet TV. Of course, the Home Video Hustle.
Our friends,
Brent and PJ. Online Warriors Podcast. Imaginary Ramblings. So Wizard Podcast. For Your Reference Podcast. Things I Found Online Podcast. Toys Were Us. I love that.
Oh, I dig that.
Steve, our friends at Everything I Learned from Movies are in there.
ILFM.
EIFM.
I can't spell.
Here's one for you, Drinking with Nerds.
Hey.
Our friends, the Nerdy Bitches, Liz and Heather are there.
What's up, bitches?
What were they thinking? Brennan and Nathan from the Great White North, of course, One Star Bazaar, Fresh Geek Context, Missing Role Player Found. It's nice. An actual play of Pathfinder and D&D games.
The Missing Role Player Found.
Jake just went to go follow. Jake, you guys got yourself a follower.
Then there's another one called Realms and Nerds. They're another actual play.
Realms and Nerds.
J360 Productions.
I got you guys.
Straight out of Delaware. The Nerd Cantina. Love it. The Discount Podcast.
I like that.
Here's one of my favorites. They do a gaming channel on YouTube. Grief Burrito.
Nice.
They're from the UK. Check them out. Why I'm Single, the podcast. Friday the 13th.
That's clever.
Isn't that a great one? Ocho Duro Parlay Hour. And we're going to run some ads. Some people send us ads. So at the end of the show, stay tuned for some of the ads we're going to run. I meant to take a break and I didn't. But stay tuned and we're going to drop those ads in. Or I might drop some at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just to throw things off.
Just to fuck with people, to be like, hey, no intro and.
Maybe in the middle of the barf session.
Hey, everybody, this is the Gaming Casual Podcast. Gaming Casual, that's another one. Gaming Casual Podcast. Misery Loves Garlic Bread. They are a true crime podcast.
Misery Loves
Garlic Bread. I've listened to them already.
Small Town Secrets. Did you already? Mm-hmm. You listen to them?
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Lit Gaming Arena. Lit Gaming Arena. They're really nice.
Are 90s, they like lit like high as shit or what?
90s Court Podcast, Geek Freaks Podcast, Book of Lies. They talk about fraud. They're sisters. They talk about frauds, fakes, and phonies.
Ooh.
Nerds with Friends.
That's not real.
The Canuck Anomicon is one of my favorite titles.
Canuck Anomicon.
Black Case Diaries. Hauntings and Homicide. Shart Select.
I got to get on my Twitter game. I need to get
Shart Select.
Yes.
They're a gaming podcast.
You, sir, win the internet today.
Rock Candy Podcast. Good Luck Sleeping. They tell creepy and macabre stories over there.
Ooh.
Bri-Fi Podcast. Luck. That's a comic book podcast.
Sleeping.
Three Fat Nerds. Killer Rabbit. They're Yorkshiremen. They're from the Yorkshire. 3 hours Later.
Like our friend Lilypot?
Yeah. Manchester? No, she's from Manchester.
It's all the same to us.
I was told that my northern accent is shite.
Yeah, but we really want to hear hers, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, we're going to... Please petition our friend the Lilypot.
Slut honey.
First of all, buy flowers from her.
Yes, and then blow her up on Twitter that you want to hear.
Blow her up on Twitter, and maybe she'll let us...
we should get her to do the Digital Movie Club theme song.
Oh, I don't know if she'd do it.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dun. The drums would have a northern accent. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun at all.
Dun, dun. Did you own movie? That's Cockney.
I love it. Come on, please.
Did you own movie? Come
the on. CAG Podcast. Pint O Comics Podcast. Cheers to Comics Podcast. And Retrostalgia Podcast. That's
nice.
Everybody in the... did I say Super Media Brothers?
Yes.
Did I say 3 hours Later?
Yes.
Want to make sure I get everybody in there. So there we go, guys.
I dig it. It's pretty sweet.
It's the Next Wave. Everybody in the Next Wave. So follow some of those guys. I actually sent a list of everybody, almost everybody in there. On Monday, so you can find that tweet. But until next time, guys, what a great little show
we slapped
together.
We slapped it hard.
Yeah, I like that. I'm only going to have to edit about 45, maybe 50 minutes out of this.
We beat it.
Yeah. Justine, what's your overall? How would you rate this show? Give it a 6?
I give it an 8.5.
Damn, that's high.
Patrick, what do you say?
That's impressive.
It's an 8. It's fun.
It's the barf that brought that thing down. Because we just spent a lot of time on that.
I can edit that barfing down.
No, leave
probably
it.
Probably won't.
Leave it. The listeners. It's what the listeners want. They want the real us. Mm-hmm.
Give the people what they want, exactly. As the kink said.
Mm-hmm. Justine talked a lot, so that's kind of a shocker.
I think we're like an 8. Solid.
This is a pretty solid show for us.
Yeah, we're comfortable.
We weren't trying.
Honestly, we weren't overly...
Oh, you know what? I drop it down to a 7.
No, we did it without...
Sometimes when we over-prep, we get burnt out. So, this kind of winging it worked for us.
Come in.
There wasn't really dead air.
But whenever we have something to talk about, we know what we have to talk about.
And hey, if you're not doing Digital Movie Club, you should still watch Used Cars.
Did you love it?
I'm just saying.
My brother introduced me to that movie. My brother Frank, I'm driving actually to him with him, and the scene that made us laugh the most, it's a little spoiler, but it's where they film the commercial at the other lot.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother just came home from the movies telling me about that, and he was in tears because he was laughing so hard. But that movie is so good, and Kurt Russell's so good in it.
Yeah, he's so young in it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know what, we're not going to get to it on, but I'll give you a quick recommendation, Justine. We're going to watch another movie by the guy who wrote the one I'm going to recommend. Kurt Russell again. I've been kind of in a Kurt Russell thing. On Amazon Prime, there's a ton of Kurt Russell movies right now, including The Thing, which we're going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 1986 movie he made with Robin Williams called The Best of Times. And it's worth checking out. It's about Robin Williams plays a guy who they live in this little town in the San Joaquin Valley. Their football team always loses to Bakersfield. They've lost forever.
Nice.
And when in 1972, Robin Williams was on the team. Kurt Russell was the quarterback. Kurt Russell goes down, has his knees crushed as he's throwing this beautiful pass to beat Bakersfield for the first time. And Robin Williams drops the pass. And so it's all about the aftermath of him.
What's it called again?
It's called The Best of Times. It's kind of a weird little off-kilter 80s movie, kind of forgotten. But we used to have it at the video store I worked at, and the owner would have it on all the time. It's a fun little movie.
It's
Kurt Russell's great. Kurt Russell's good in everything. We cannot sing the praises of Kurt Russell enough.
I really liked him in Overboard.
You will like this. You will like this. We are not going to watch Overboard, although we might watch Captain Ron. Because Captain Ron has one of my favorite movies of all, one of my favorite lines of all time.
I mean, you don't like Overboard.
I haven't seen it in so long. I'll watch it.
Oh, it's very cheesy.
Don't. It is.
But it's Kim and Goldie Hawn.
I know. That's what I love about it. Yeah. I love that movie. And then when I found out they were married, I was like, mind blown. This is adorable. Kurt Russell's just great. Gotta love them.
I'm glad you like used cars. We'll get a rating on it.
Next week.
It's fun. So next week on the Digital Movie Club, it's going to be used cars.
Raging Bull.
And Aeroplane. So have fun with that.
Aeroplane is just... Save it. It's just...
Don't knock one of the greatest comedy movies.
That's getting a 10. I'm going to let you know. The whole table's giving it 10s. So you better...
I'm the only one who probably hasn't seen it.
You've never seen it?
Seen one?
No, I'm the only one because they said that they've all seen it before, you know, like, a bunch of times. I'm the only one who's never seen it.
You know what the wonderful thing about Tiggers is? I'm the only one.
Wow.
It's getting late.
Finish. Good night, everybody.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. Yes.
That's
okay.
Thanks. Okay. None of you guys like.
Let's call it.
All right.
Just a little.
Just go out.
And then the podcast is horrible.
They tell you to go out with a bang, and yet we always go out with a bang.
You're going to edit all of this now.
Oh, I'm editing that. I'm not leaving that.
You're leaving that.
We chiseled out.
Just let it lay there.
Quick.
Just let it die.
Mm-hmm. The show was going too well, guys.
Right, just die. Just. Over.
Here's how we're going to go.
You're having a wonderful time and you just had to ruin it.
You light the slider and I'll spray the air
burn down the house.
We'll bring it back.
Oh, you won't be able to play a song.
Burning down the house. Oh, that's... Yeah,
Burning down the house.
Yeah. Talking heads. Yeah. Well, there'll be music dropped in there. Don't worry.
Okay.
But as we always say at the end of every show, guys, fight the power. And this transmission ends now. For Jake, for Justine, for... That joke really sucked the wind out of the room.
Yeah, it did.
For Patrick, for Jake, and Justine.
I'm glad it was you. Like, I'm so glad it was you.
It wasn't me this time.
It's
I'm so happy.
One of us, and so yeah. Just to see you do it is so wonderful.
But I
even
love,
drop it.
But I love it. I love doing it.
And we
that.
Just let it
Just let it lie. That's what's great about it. You just let it sit there.
Just let you just limp around like a hurt animal. And just
let
be
us
like,
think.
I'm not even... I'm
think
relishing
about what you've done.
Remember, dude, I'm the master of dad jokes.
Whoa! Who did that?
That was me.
That was Patrick.
Your voice can go deep.
It can, yeah.
The next time you guys are
impressive.
Oh my god! Just go already.
For Jake, for Patrick, for Justine. We will see you later, guys. Fight the power. This transmission ends now.